experience intern through ERCO, and was eventually offered a permanent position at the Rosewood Initiative. I also graduated from POIC, Rosemary Anderson East. I've seen hundreds of events go through the Rosewood Community Center, and none of them have really had the one that's had the most impact on me was Friday Night Jams. And we held it for 10 weeks during the summer, and it allowed youth to come to our center, and we had a DJ and games and food for the youth. Doing outreach for events now, after Friday Night Jams, I still get youth that come up to me months after that ask me, when are you guys doing Friday Night Jams again, or are you guys still doing that thing on Friday nights? And these are kids I haven't seen in months, and these are kids that have to deal with much rougher situations than I do. I know to a lot of people that, even to me sometimes, it's just another part of the job, but to know that this kid remembers me and that the Friday Night Jams had a lasting impact on their life, it means a lot. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to do Friday Night Jams through the Community Center Initiative. The youth in the Rosewood neighborhood need a safe and fun place where they can be themselves, and you were able to see that. And I know if these kids were able to come here today, they would thank you too. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Dina, welcome.
Welcome, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm so glad to be here today. I haven't been in this seat in over 20 years. It's like being home again. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dina Pierrot, and I'm the founder of iUrban Teen, which is a STEAM plus C program that has an intentional outreach to male youth of color. And I always start off first, and I know that my time is limited. I'm going to talk really fast. I always talk about why, you know, I created this program. And I first had the notion to create it when I was a commissioner in the state of Washington on the Governor's Commission on African American Affairs. And all of our ethnic commissions are talking about the opportunity gap issue, with so many male youth of color falling through the cracks, dropping out of school, being incarcerated. And at the same time, I joined a Chief Information Officer Council. And as soon as I walked into the room for the first meeting, it was a room full of white males, and I saw the instant disparity. And I knew that the whole technology realm was the place to be for opportunities. Yet our young male youth didn't have this information. So that's when I thought of having iUrban Teen. That was back in 2011. And since then, now we're in every major West Coast city, and we've served over 3,600 youth throughout the West Coast. What I'm really proud and honored of today and what I'm going to talk about, and I want to thank Tara Pearson and Cynthia Castro for believing in this project. When we talked about how do we engage the kids while learning different job skills that they can add to their resumes, let's create an app. An app by the youth, for the youth. So with this app for parks and recreations, iUrban Teens and some of the park teams, and that's why I have Neil here, one of our partners, here talking about the focus group pieces. The app is going to allow youth in the community to see what's going on in various park centers. They can then sign up for some of the free classes. They can join up via the app and also find out how to get there, what times to get there, all of that information. And parks will be able to push out notifications to the youth who have signed up on this app. But I said it's more than just helping to create an app for the kids. These kids are going to be learning solid job skills. They're going to be learning focus groups, how to conduct a focus group. They're going to be learning project management. They're going to be learning ideation. They're going to be coming back. They're also going to be learning problem solving. And they're going to come back to you all and show you how this app works. I'm really excited about this opportunity. This is the first time that we have actually had a partnership with the city of this magnitude, and I hope that it continues on the long term. I'm going to have Neil talk about, in fact, some of our kids are at Montevilla right now doing a dry run of the focus groups. I'm going to have Neil talk about that.
That's great. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hills and other council members. My name is Neil Brown. I'm the Teen Services Coordinator citywide, and we are doing a partnership with iUrban Teen. And what we're doing today, like Dina was saying, is a dry run on how the focus group was going to run. because it's going to be for teens, by teens. So what the partnership is going to look like is we're going to have iUrban teens as well as Teen Force team members collaborate to generate ideas of how they want this app to look for them, how they want it to work for them, and things like that. So it is actually being ideas generated by the youth. And so our first focus group will be tomorrow for about 10 youth. We'll also have two facilitators that are iUrban teen youth running that, so they are learning those job skills on how to run a focus group and things like that. And then from these focus groups, we'll have those ideas generated to start our building block for how to create this app.
That's great. Good work.
Thank you.
You get to bring it home.
You in the track and field
movement. That's right.
Mayor, commissioners, my name is Cynthia Castro. I serve as Portland Parks and Recreation's Teen Services Program Specialist. My position was created to increase our capacity to implement the mayor's community center initiative and also manage our community partnerships. Today we've heard about the early impact the initiative has had on Portland youth, especially at-risk youth. I'm excited about what we've been able to accomplish collectively this first year and look forward to expanding on our efforts. To really feel the impact, I invite council to please visit our community centers. I'm happy to work with your schedulers to make this happen. As fiscal year 2015-16 winds down, we continue to explore additional partnerships and to create more meaningful opportunities that are responsive to our youth's needs. For instance, we've heard from our partners that many of the youth they work with are helping to support their families and are interested in employment opportunities. We are interested in adding a youth workforce development component to our teen services program. We've already begun looking at ways to reduce barriers to youth employment with our bureau and are in touch with REAP, Inc. to bring their Young Entrepreneurs program to Montevilla Community Center this spring. We have also begun establishing the plan for this year's summer youth pass and how we can increase access to our community centers and pools while youth are out of school. At the same time, we are preparing to participate in a discovery process led by PSU's Center for Public Service that will inform our 3 to 5 year teen services program strategic plan and the community center initiative. This process will include assessing the first year of the community center initiative, reviewing positive youth development models and best practices, and establishing criteria and methods for measuring success. I want to thank our Portland Parks and Recreation staff, Mayor's Office, Portland Police Bureau, Office of Youth Violence Prevention, and community partners for your collaboration on this initiative. Together, we are stronger. To our youth who testified today, thank you for being here to share your stories and what this initiative means to you. I would like to conclude by thanking Mayor Hales for championing this community center initiative. I know change in leadership is on the horizon, but I am hopeful that your successor and city council will uphold your $2 million ongoing investment and continue making the health and safety of our youth and community a priority. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Let's hear it for these adults, too. So before we take action to accept this report, anyone else want to speak? Come on up. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hello, Mayor and Commissioner. I'm Sarah Fass. I'm the Senior Director of Special Initiatives for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Portland. And we just wanted to thank you. 2016 actually marks our 70th anniversary and coincidentally also coincides with our national organization's celebration called the Year of the Teen. Our organization feels like we were sort of ahead of the curve for our national organization because a couple years ago we got together and put the teen initiatives and teen programming into our strategic plan. So what we did is we dedicated a number of full-time staff specific to teen initiatives. But as you know, and as many people in this room know, for a nonprofit organization, resources and particularly funding can often put in jeopardy us able to fulfill all of the needs of our youth. And so the Mayor's Initiative came in at the exact right time and sort of as a beacon of light for us. And so we wanted to thank you for recognizing that teens are valuable people in their communities and have the right to be positive contributors to society. We also wanted to address that something that didn't really get brought up in this room, but that the majority of the youth that we work with across the Portland metropolitan area, and when I say we, I mean myself and all of the people in the room, are children that have experienced adverse childhood experiences, which can be anything from seeing their parents be divorced, being new to the country, gentrification, watching substance abuse, being gang impacted. And it's because of the free programming that they're able to build resiliency and move towards being productive, caring, and responsible adults in our society. And if we did not have the funding to be able to open our doors free for these youth to be able to provide positive, supportive relationships to adults and give them opportunities to be leaders in their own community, some of these youth may not be able to fulfill their full potential. And so, again, we thank you. And we also thank you that for the first time that I have ever known of, we have a city entity that has really gotten behind all of these organizations working collaboratively towards one goal, because we often refer to these kids as our kids, but really they are all of our kids. I see a number of kids here who attended the Boys and Girls Club when they were younger and are now connected with other organizations, and it makes me just, and everybody in here, very happy to see. So we want to say thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Well, could I hear a motion to accept the report, and then we can discuss it?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion before we take action? Okay, let's vote, please, to accept this great report.
Well, thank you, Mayor Harrells, for bringing us this report to explain to the community what a great work has been done by our community, including everybody here today. And it's often said that city government doesn't work together and that there are silos and that city council members don't talk to each other. Well, this is an excellent example of where the mayor and I have worked together seamlessly, and his staff have been the brains behind putting all the contracts together, having the foresight to include the community partners. And my park staff and I have been more than delighted to be good partners about this, to implement the program. I see a lot of satisfied smiles on my park staff as I'm looking around today. And as we were hearing the testimony of how successful this has been in how many ways, it was really hard work. And it was hard work at a very difficult time with almost, I think it was 2 months' notice, Mayor, that came in kind of as a surprise in last year's budget. And yet Eileen Argentina and her team pulled it together. Everybody really recognized that this is exactly the right thing to do, to be providing positive options. So Cynthia Castro mentioned at the end some nervousness about this program perhaps going away with a new mayor. Do not be nervous. The current mayor is going to be in charge of this year's budget, and we had the foresight to put it securely in the Portland Parks and Recreation budget. So it is not being proposed to be cut this year, nor will it be next year, as long as I'm Parks Commissioner, which I'm going to be lobbying very hard to be. There is, I will tell you, the 5% cut on the table for this program that we were required to do for all programs in Portland Parks and Recreation. I don't support that cut any more than I support any of the other cuts in parks, so I encourage you to come to our community budget forums in April, especially for those commissioners who weren't able to be here today, to explain again how this has been a great program and how that $100,000 will make a big difference in how it gets implemented. And in fact, it seems very clear that we need to expand the funding. We need to provide transportation so that our get TriMet to provide the transportation so that there's much more ability for teens all over the city to get to the designated centers. I do want to thank my park staff in particular, and I have a long list, which is by no means exclusive, but people worked really hard on this. So if you'll just indulge me, I have a list of folks who I want to particularly thank within Portland Parks and Recreation. I mentioned Eileen Argentina, the services manager, who's just been absolutely phenomenal. Joshua Green, Cynthia Castro, Karen Burt, Destiny Carries. Then we had the teen coordinators, Neil Brown, Robert Donaldson, Madeline Bach, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Callie Kurtz, Jason Scott, Carlos Banks, Lucille Dawson. Director Mike Abate was completely supportive of this from the word go and pretty much said, Mayor, right, just tell me what you want and we'll get it done. And that's the attitude that I and my staff and Mike Abate, the director, brought to this. Art Hendricks, our equity inclusion manager, has been absolutely fantastic in giving us good advice. Sue Glenn was previously the zone manager, gave her early support. All of the center directors whose centers have had the teen programs, which is Abby McFarlane, which is now Craig Vanderbout in East Portland, Maximo Behrens, Craig Vanderbout, and Amory Downing. We, again, just they stepped up and they made it happen and they supervised. It was mentioned that we have a lot of so-called casual staff. There's a lot of people making minimum wage who are providing some of these programs, which we're hoping will be better funded as we move forwards. And it's just colleagues' evidence that what we heard today, many of the people providing these services are the folks who actually may be on food stamps or otherwise not employed year-round with full-time city jobs with benefits, who are being such great support to these youth and many more. So that's something that we will also remember during the budget process. Also want to recognize other adults and volunteers, as it was mentioned about the food and the other wraparound services. Dinners don't just arrive out of magic. People are preparing those. I know there was a lot of extra effort that went into making sure that we thought about all of the aspects of what does it make to have a fun night. It includes not being hungry. It includes the homework help. It includes a lot of other different things. And finally, I want to talk to the youth who are here today and those who may be watching at home. This is your community investing in your future. This is the mayor saying this is worth $2 million. My staff saying this is worth all of our time. This is the taxpayers of Portland saying we want to provide for the youth of our community because we believe in you and we know that with positive options, you're going to choose those options. You're going to do well. You're going to seek those great jobs. You're going to continue to succeed in school. We know that this is the right thing to do, and it's a good example of the people of Portland working together, whether it's government, youth, nonprofits, police, everybody working together to make sure that you have the option to be successful and that you have grasped it. So thank you very much. And thank you, particularly, Mayor, for your leadership on this. It truly is going to be one of your legacies that I expect to continue for many years. Aye.
Councilman?
Well, I want to thank Mayor and Commissioner Fritz for making this all a reality. And it's very uplifting to see the very positive experience that so many young people have had with the Community Center Initiative. And it's certainly something we want to continue to support and provide as many good opportunities to have fun, to eat, to learn about summer jobs and real jobs beyond summer, and all sorts of other career opportunities. And we hope that many of you will consider career opportunities working for the city, too. We need you as well, because we have a lot of people who are reaching retirement age, and you're going to be the jobs of tomorrow here in the city of Portland. So we hope you'll seriously consider that. We have a screaming need for people to work at our 911 center. We have a screaming need for more people to be police officers and just rank-and-file city workers. So I hope you'll all consider good career path opportunities. They pay well, offer outstanding benefits, and we're a great place to work. And as you know, by working with many of our outstanding Parks and Recreation employees. So thank you all. Pleased to vote aye.
Else.
Let me close with messages for three different groups, for our city employees, for the other adult partners here, and for the youth. For the city employees, the Parks Bureau employees that have been mentioned, as well as the folks in my team that have put this effort together, well done. It's been amazing and fun, frankly, to watch the leadership of folks in my office flower in this work. Tara Pierce has long known how to get warring agencies to work together because she worked at the state. Diana Nunez has really, really shown as a leader on this effort. Diana, well done. And it was so fun to watch Stefan Hartley conduct the big public meeting where all these organizations came together to brainstorm this, and he did an amazing job. I know how nervous you were, but you did a great job, and it's just been fun watching the leadership development of these folks in the city. And I know everybody's worked really hard, and we don't get enough chances to say thank you, city employees, for way above and beyond the call of duty, but thank you. Secondly, to the other adult partners in the room, this is the kind of partnership that we all believe in, and you helped make it happen, so thank you. And let's keep it going together with greater strength. I loved the mention of jobs here by a couple of folks. You know, there was a news report today that the unemployment rate in Portland has dropped to 4.4%, not for kids of color. So that we have a lot of work to do to make sure that access to that kind of economic opportunity extends to everybody in the city. And I can't think of a better group of partners to go beyond, as Charles Jordan said, beyond just fun and games to community, as you already have, and to learning, which you already have, and to career opportunity beyond that. Finally, to the youth here, I want to restate what I think Commissioner Fritz said so eloquently. You know, adults don't always get it. You know, some of us have gray hair, and we don't always understand you or your life. But I hope you see from this effort that the adults in this city, the taxpayers, the city employees, those of us that are leading the city, we really want to support you. And I hope you take that home and know that, that the adults in this community, imperfectly sometimes, will keep trying to support you in your life and your growth. And that's what this program is about. And the other thing I hope you take away from this, I mentioned it to some of the youth upstairs, you know, this, the germ of this idea was a group of young men who wanted to play basketball but couldn't find a place to do it, and who approached the city and said, hey, could you help? And I think a lot of you, the youth that are here, haven't been in City Hall before. Let me tell you, something happens in this room almost every week. We meet every Wednesday and Thursday. Almost every week, some citizen comes to a meeting here to speak on an issue. And they might have walked in with the assumption that government never listens and it's always cooked in the back room and I don't have any power. And they will sit here and they will speak on an issue and they'll watch us change our minds. And we'll vote not the way that we were going to vote before, but the way they suggested. And they walk out going, that's amazing. I actually made a difference. I actually have power. This program is proof that you have power. It's proof that you have agency in your city. It's your city. You have power and influence. So please know that. Keep exercising it. It's not that the city just wants to pat you on the head and say, you know, we're happy we're taking care of our youth. We want you to lead as you've been leading in this program. We want you to lead as you're doing through the organizations that you're involved in. We want you to lead by advocating for what you believe in, whether it's taking care of the climate or taking care of your neighbors. So this proof that you have power is something that I hope you will build on and exercise and build your strength in, just like you're building your strength on the court or in the weight room or on the dance floor. So that's the biggest hope I have for our city, is that the youth that get engaged know that this is your city and that you own it and that you will run it and that you have authority over it, and keep coming in here pounding on the table. Tell us what we should do. Well done, everyone. Thank you very much. Aye. And we're adjourned.